captured alive by the blues. I was captured alive by the blues, deep in hot water for sure. I got left in a simmering stew. It was more than a man could endure. And so I did what a man has to do. Sat right down, wrote this story for you. Now all this happened quite a while ago when I was starting out. I've been playing my guitar in clubs. I'd sing and play and shout. And I've been playing rock and roll. I've been a folky playing hoots. Till I thought I'd better lay some groundwork, try and cop some roots. So I bought a slide off iHide. I acquired some walking shoes. And then sat down to try and learn to sing and play the blues. So I rented out a woodshed, got some Daniels and some picks. I got some scratchy 45s and I commenced to learn some licks. Then I joined a little blues band and learned the finer points about how to stay in tune and how to roll the perfect joints. Well, we traveled around the country, we never made a lot of dough, but we had ourselves a good time, and that can be enough, you know. Well, we was playing in the Big Apple, UN party dance, when up steps this dude from Ghana, and he asks us, and he offers us a chance to tour in darkest Africa, though it seems a little strange. We'd be taking part together in a cultural exchange. Well, we didn't have to stop and think, we signed upon the spot, and off we went to pack our bags, thinking, shit, we're really hot. Well, we flew across the ocean in this ancient DC-10, and I swear I never was so glad to walk on land again. Well, we necked and dead in Ghana, we were a hit in the Sudan. We scored in Kenya, we won over the Nigerians to a man. But the point of all this story and why I sing these blues is what happened to our little band on a flight to Timbuktu. It seems our plane went down in pieces in a final flaming dive. And I found myself in jungle, the only man alive. And I was crashed alive with the blues, smashed up alive with the blues. I was left half alive, I knew I'd have to survive with these blues. Well, I buried all my buddies, all my friends in the band, and I shed a tear for each of them now sleeping in the sand. Then I got myself together, searched the wreck for tools and food. I can tell you I was not one very happy dude. A week went by, my mouth got dry, and still no searchers came. So I walked into the jungle, would I ever be the same? I spent my first night in a tree with some friendly bats and snakes, and some spiders and some monkeys and some fleas. Well, that's the breaks. And I was feeling doggone lonely, I was feeling far from sharp. So I dug in my old backpack and I pulled out my harp. Now I ain't the best at sucking harp, Paul Butterfield, I'm not. But when I sent some notes a-wailing, Lord, what a surprise I got. Because the howler stopped a-howling, and the growler stopped a-growling, and the yowler stopped a-yowling, and the snakes got still, and then the fleas stopped a-biting, and the bats stopped a-kiting, and the spiders stopped doing whatever it was the spiders did, and the spiders took a spill, and then the tree it started swaying to the tune that I was playing. The jungle started paying attention to the beat. Well, I played for a couple hours up there in my bower. I had them all in my power, it was really pretty neat. Take it, Roots. Well, after that I got some sleep, the jungle let me get my rest. It seems that music really does something to soothe the savage breast. But as I nodded off, I thought I heard some drumming. So I noted the direction so that that way I'd be coming. In the morning I awoke and picked a mango from a tree. and I ate it as I walked along to find what I could see. And I was walking along with the blues, talking alone with the blues. I was feeling miles apart, but I had Albert King in my heart with the blues. Well, I stumbled upon a clearing in a little jungle path, which I thought might lead to shelter or to dinner or maybe a bath. So I started out along the trail with hope pinned to my heart. But in seconds I keeled over from a little poison dart. It was fired from a blowgun concealed in a shrub where this native dude was hiding, hunting for some grub. And I was captured alive by the blues, deep in hot water for sure. I woke up in a simmering stew. It's surely more than a man can endure. So I did what a man has to do. Sat right down, wrote this song out for you. When I came to sometime later, my nerves was really shot. Cause there I was a-stewing naked in a big old pot. I was surrounded by a ring of hostile, hungry-looking guys. And they was all painted blue. And I begun to realize that my time was nearly over. And my goose was nearly cooked. And my meat was nearly diced. And my bread was surely sliced. When right before my eyes, up steps this dude who sighs. And he says, "You've been captured alive by the blues. You are deep in hot water for sure. You being cooked up in a simmering stew is surely more than a man can endure. Ain't no jive. You got onions and chives. We've been captured alive by the blues." This guy says, like, "I'm the cook here, and I'm the one most wise. So I'll take any last question that you'd care to devise, and I'll tell you all the answer before you up and dies, and go looking for your just desserts up there in the skies." So I settled back to ponder what it was I had to know before I shuffled off above. Oh, God, shuffled down below. So I thought and I considered and I pondered and I probed. I remembered, I cogitated, I massaged my frontal lobes until I came upon a question that had puzzled me from birth. And I thought I'd like to know before my bones went back to earth. So I stood and looked around me, wishing I had on my jeans. And I said, "Can anybody tell me what diddy wah diddy means?" Silence fell around us, and the cook took two steps back, and I thought, well, shit, that's done it, and I waited for attack, but then the cookie sidled over, and he whispered, "Dust my broom," and I felt my senses reeling, and I replied, "Boom, boom, boom," and then he said, "Muddy," I said, "Buddy," we both said, "Elmore James," and then everybody started to laugh and holler out them names. It seems a cargo plane had crashed there a number of years ago. It was blown off course by a hurricane, bound from Chicago with a load of the finest blues records they was found and put to use. On a hand crank Victrola, these natives dug the blues, and they recognized my question. It had puzzled them too, and they found in me a friend, and they wondered what to do. So I pointed out that eating folks was something Willie Dixon never do. So they poured me out and brought me clothes and food and liquor too. Then we all sat down and passed the pipe and talked about the dues you have to pay to play these days when you take up the blues. Then after digging up my harp, we sat and jammed the night away, which goes to show you never know when blues will save the day. Cause I was captured alive by the blues, deep in hot water for sure. I woke up in a simmering stew. The blues proved to be the right cure. So I did what a man has to do. Sat right down, wrote this story for you.
Thank you.